Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans taken hostage in Mexico. China talking tough against America. Americans want Biden to talk tough on China. And AOC taking quite a long time to pay her Met Gala bills. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, four U.S. citizens assaulted and kidnapped in Mexico on Friday. This is in the state of Mexico that borders the southernmost part of Texas. Fired upon by gunmen, then placed in a vehicle taken from the scene by the armed men. The Americans were driving with a vehicle with North Carolina license plates. The FBI is offering $50,000 reward for their return. Reports now saying that this was a case of mistaken identity, that the cartel meant to kidnap someone else. This area of Mexico is under a level 4 do not travel advisory from the U.S. State Department. It's the highest level. Level 4 countries are Sudan, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Somalia, and North Korea, and parts of Mexico. Amazing. 57% of Americans say that the government should be more aggressive in talking and leading a global coalition to contain China. 17% of voters say that the Biden administration should continue to do exactly what they're doing in response to tensions in China. And 8% say that we should be de-escalating with China, quote, in order to appease them. 76% of Republicans and 40% of Democrats say Joe Biden should take a more aggressive stance against China. Meanwhile, President Xi in China said, quote, Western countries led by the United States have implemented all-around containment, encirclement, and suppression against us, bringing unprecedentedly severe challenges to our country's development. Wow. The president of China does not often mention the United States by name in his public remarks. What is he planning? Regarding China, it's worth noting that the chemicals that are used to make fentanyl, they come from China. Not just from China, they come from Wuhan, China, are sent to Mexico, put together in pills by the cartel, and then come across our southern border. COVID, of course, also came from Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And a CNN insider claims that the former president of CNN, Jeff Zucker, ordered staffers to forego investigating the COVID lab leak origin theory because that would only serve as, quote, a Trump talking point. Remember back in 2021, AOC wore that tax the rich dress to the Met Gala? Apparently, she didn't pay the $344 bill for makeup, the $477 bill for hair, and the $586 bill for transportation for 8 months. Tax the rich, she says. Of course, you could start with paying your bills. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be here with the message of the day next.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, Saul Alinsky is the Che Guevara of the USA. Before he died in 1972, Alinsky provided battle plans to the far left in the form of written rules for radicals. It is said Hillary Clinton wrote a paper about that, but I have not been able to confirm it. Now, Saul laid out 11 strategies to destroy political opposition to the left. Rule number 5 is this: ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It is hard to counterattack ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. As one who has been on the receiving end of Alinsky's war machine for more than 25 years, I well understand the ridicule factor, so to speak, and it's never been used more than it is today. Fox News, the latest example of nonstop ridicule thanks to the Dominion voting machine lawsuit. Stories weeks old, yet every day the corporate media finds another way to highlight that story, and it will never end. Sometimes the press simply regurgitates the Dominion story with no new information. USA, a liberal enterprise, did that a few days ago, just in case somebody missed the first 3,000 reports. At this point, there's little FNC can do but hope it wins in court. However, Alinsky would be disappointed if he were still around. The network will keep its core audience of older conservative viewers. They will stand by their men and women, having nowhere else to go. Better call Saul. Bad news for the dearly departed. Worse news for the leftist media. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We'll go up to Saipan in the Pacific. You know where Saipan is? It's in the Western Pacific, big World War II battle there. So Barry Wixman lives there and watches the No Spin News. He says, Bill, do you sense people are finally waking up to the lies and incompetence of the Biden administration? 40% of Americans support Biden. So the majority don't. So waking up, I don't know, you know, I think the 40%, maybe there's a few of them that are just dense, but most of them are stalwart Democrats. Robert Everett, Howard, Pennsylvania. Just saw your interview with Benzman. Can't believe you haven't figured it out, O'Reilly. The reason the Democratic administration is letting in millions of migrants is because they're going to get all their votes. Well, Robert, with all due respect, I have reported that many, many times. It's called the replacement theory. Okay? You bring in foreign nationals to replace the votes of Americans who were born here. But it doesn't stack if you look at the Hispanic American vote. So that's going more and more for Republicans. Though Hispanics are different ideologically, every way, than some of the other Democratic voting blocs. It's more about tilting and weakening the current white supremacy structure. This is how the Democratic Party looks at it. Now, Biden's the poster boy for white supremacy structure. And this is why it's so crazy. But now Biden thinks that he's a reformer. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in the year 322 BC, the greatest philosopher in human history died in exile after complaining of stomach pain. His teachings would forever change Western civilization. Here is the story of Aristotle. He was born in 384 BC, northern Greece. Both of his parents were doctors. His father served as a court physician to the king of Macedonia. At age 17, Aristotle was sent to Athens to enroll in Plato's Academy. He spent 30 years there as a student and teacher. Plato nicknamed his young pupil the Mind because of his incessant questions. In 342, Aristotle was summoned back to Macedonia to tutor the king's son, the future Alexander the Great. Throughout his life, the philosopher wrote more than 200 works discussing physics, medicine, politics, geography, math, and language. 20 complete lectures by Aristotle remain in existence. After the death of Alexander in 323 BC, anti-Macedonian sentiment forced Aristotle to flee Athens, where he feared he would be assassinated. He died a little north of the city 1 year later, most likely from food poisoning. He was buried next to his wife, who had died years earlier. And here's something else you might not know. While Aristotle's works remain influential to this day, he was widely panned in European history. His popularity waned during the Renaissance and Reformation, as religious and scientific reformers questioned Aristotle's principles. Thinkers like Galileo and Copernicus disapproved of his geocentric model of the solar system, while doctors dismantled many of his biological theories. Regardless, Aristotle's work remains a significant starting point for any argument in the fields of logic, aesthetics, political theory, and ethics. He was a titan. Aristotle died in 322 today. Right back. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.